Hello and welcome to the Websurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Two-thirds of internet users now live under some form of government-imposed censorship. Research has found that website speed is an essential part of e-commerce success in China, and Google and Facebook have both pledged to combat the problem of fake news on their sites. The pro-democracy think tank Freedom House has released its latest annual report on internet freedom. The report found that global internet freedom has decreased for the sixth consecutive year, with two-thirds of internet users around the world now living under some form of government-imposed censorship. China was the worst in the world for internet freedom, followed by Syria and Iran. The report found a worrying trend of censorship of messaging apps and social media sites. The popular messaging app WhatsApp was blocked or otherwise restricted in 12 countries. In three of these countries, Bangladesh, Bahrain, and Ethiopia, this was done in an attempt to quash anti-government protests. Furthermore, the messaging app Telegram was blocked in China after the government realized that it was increasingly being used by human rights lawyers. Looking at social media, 24 governments either blocked or restricted access to social media sites in 2016, up from 15 last year. Governments are also expanding the kinds of content they are willing to censor. The report found a rise in the number of online petitions being censored, as well as sites being used to organize protests and sites promoting LGBT rights. In total, online freedom declined in 34 of the 65 countries covered in the report. Research by Dynatrace has found that website speed is an essential part of e-commerce success in China. It looked at website traffic during the recent Chinese Singles Day e-commerce sale and found that Chinese retailers were outperforming their international rivals. Chinese websites had an average load time of 3.4 seconds compared to an average load time of 7.7 for global websites. This shows that fast page loading times are a vital part of success for e-commerce sites in China. The fastest loading websites are those that are lightweight with a low number of objects on the page. Minimizing the number of third-party integrations also helped have a positive effect on website speed. Website speeds were also found to be significantly faster when they were hosted locally in China or Hong Kong. Google and Facebook have both announced they will step up efforts to combat the problem of fake news on their sites. The problem was highlighted during the recent US presidential elections when fake news stories appeared on the sites, with some commentators then questioning whether they could have affected the result of the vote. Google has said that it's working to create a new policy that will prevent Google ads from showing if they are from sites that misrepresent, misstate, or conceal information. This will cover fake news sites. Meanwhile, Facebook has clarified that its existing policy of removing misleading, illegal, or deceptive sites from the Facebook audience network covers fake news sites. The popular messaging app WhatsApp has launched video calling. To make a video call, users simply need to click on the contact they want to call and select the video call option. Video calling will be rolled out to users worldwide, although it'll launch in some markets several days before others. WhatsApp hopes that the feature will make the app even more appealing to users in the face of increased competition from rivals such as FaceTime, Skype, Google Duo, Messenger, and Line. In other related news, India has been named as WhatsApp's biggest market with 160 million monthly active users in the country. And finally, the luxury brand Burberry has announced that it started drawing its online and offline borders from a single pooled inventory. Burberry's CEO says that the new approach has led to a 7% increase in the number of products available to online customers. The brand plans to launch an app in the near future, which will allow users to browse and buy products from their phones. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.